Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Välkomna till Teach Me Sweden. Jag heter Erik Broström.
I'm Jonathan Rollins.
Vad är det här för någonting? Det är en podcast där två komiker lär sig historia.
Yeah. Ja, and that's the perfect thing you want when you want to learn history. Learn from some comics.
Ja, så att det blir korrekt och faktamässigt.
This one especially if you want to hear about the Swedish boats.
Ah, okay. Och då pratar vi inte Viking Line och sånt shit som samägs av Finland, utan nu pratar vi gamla här. Jag menar, vi pratar Göteborg. Och vi pratar Lasse i gatan.
Yes, and also relationships with royalty that are just maybe not the best.
Det är de bästa förhållandena görs med majestäter.
Yes. So enjoy. It's my turn to teach you some Sweden.
Ja, jag vet, vi vet ju inte vad det är för någonting som händer här eller. Jag vet ju inte vad du har förberett, så det här kommer bli nytt för mig att höra.
So I learned a little something that I want to share with you and our listeners.
Mm-hmm.
And here we go, man.
Okay, sure.
Lars Gettenhjelm.
Lars Gettenhjelm. Är det med ett G då eller?
Yes. Ah? With the G. They called him G-Money. And G-Money.
Hey, G-Money.
Lassie G.
Am I my brother's keeper?
However, this dude had a nickname.
Okay.
His nickname was Lasse i gatan.
Det känner jag igen, men jag har ingen aning om vad det betyder. Lasse i gatan.
Yes.
Okay.
Lasse i gatan. He was born into a well-to-do family in Onsala, Sweden. You know where that is?
Onsala. Mm-hmm. Nå, är det typ Dalarna, eller lite så här norrut? Min geografi är asdålig. Är det typ Dalarna?
I've noticed that about Swedes in general. I love this part. Especially when we get the bad rap as Americans not knowing geography. But I can place every state in the US.
Eller så är det typ, vet du vad jag tror? Att det finns en Onsala korv. Och då får mig att tänka att det ligger söderut. Så jag skulle säga att det kanske ligger i Skåne.
Nice try. It is south of here. Southwest Sweden.
Okay.
So it's a little more Gothenburg than Skåne.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
All right.
Onsala. Okay, bra.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay. I got it now.
And the only thing that's officially known about Lasse, his early life, is that he was enrolled in Göteborg's gymnasium in 1706.
Okay.
Oh, nothing else is known about his studies. Yeah, this is 1700s.
Jävlar.
Yeah. According to accounts, he never learned to read or write. I don't know how he got to high school, but he never learned to read or write. But he was brave, he was considered sharp, and he had no conscience whatsoever.
And he fucked every teacher.
And not Florida. His father died in 1710, and at the time he was living in England.
Aha, vad gjorde han där?
He learned to speak very good English.
Men han kunde inte läsa eller skriva, men han lärde sig engelska.
He learned to speak. Yeah, he was really good at speaking English.
Wow.
He was just like, fuck reading, writing, I'm talking.
Okay, ja. Yeah. Okay.
Lasse Gatan.
Huh.
It wasn't Lasse Klassrummet.
No.
Gatan. He returned home for his father's funeral and wrote a mourning poem. I don't know. How did you write it?
If
he didn't, maybe he learned in high school?
Eller så var det någon dikterade det.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah, kära far.
Yeah, he was well-to-do. He probably had a... Bring in my negro.
Yes.
Can you write?
Det enda i Sverige. Så var det slav.
At that time, the council, the Swedish council, just approved a request from the Admiralty and the Magistrate of Gothenburg for the issuance of koppare letters. You know what a koppare is?
Nej.
Well, Sweden had problems with pirates out in the water, stealing goods and whatnot. So they were searching to battle this issue by getting their own.
Kapare. Ja.
Kapare. Okay. So these are like, I'm going to use the term hijackers.
Yeah, sure.
For the rest of this podcast.
Do it.
They call them kapare, which is basically hijacker. And it's also the vessel that they use is called a kapare.
Okay.
As well. Mm. So these are, but it's not quite a pirate because they're government sanctioned.
Just det. Fanns det inte såna i USA också?
Not as far as I know, but I'm not well versed on any history whatsoever.
Men för jag såg en film med Johnny Depp och
That's the Caribbean.
okay.
That's It's not quite ours.
That's true. That's true.
We got Puerto Rico though.
Okay, just det.
So these are going to be government sanctioned. This is what they're advertising. Imagine reading that in the paper. Hear ye. The government of Sweden is looking for kind of pirates. and you will be protected by the royal family. So you can't, you're good.
Och deras jobb ska vara att åka ut och råna andra fartyg. Och ta till
Basically.
Svenska staten.
Yeah.
Inte andra pirater utan bara vilka som helst.
Pirates and it's mostly like pirates out there.
Okay.
You know, and then they have there's like rules of engagement as well as far as I understand. So like there's international rules of things you should and should not do.
Mm-hmm.
And but then if you don't have any scruples like our boy,
mm-mm.
then maybe you won't follow.
Men det känns inte jättekonstigt. Jag tänker typ på så här amerikanska DEA om de tar beslagtar pengar från knarkaffärer. Så går ju det till staten.
Yeah.
Som jag har förstått det. Så det är ju egentligen... Det här är ju bara för att eftersom det är på sjön...
Good point.
Och snygga hattar så blir det mer anmärkningsvärt.
Good point. Lars had gotten a significant amount of money from his father. Once he died.
Ja, just det.
As an inheritance. And he saw this as an opportunity to grow the family fortune.
Okay.
So he signed up, man. He jumped at the chance to get to hijacking.
Och hur mycket skulle han få av allting han tog när han väl var
I didn't see that. I didn't see exactly how much they get, but I'm pretty sure just like with the DEA, when they're like, oh man, we found 20 pounds of marijuana. We found 18 pounds of marijuana. We found 13 pounds. You know what I'm saying? It's probably, they're keeping some of the goods.
We found $50 million. I'm sorry, it's $2 million.
Exactly, something like that. He enlisted some citizens of Gothenburg in equipping him with a vessel to hijack with. He named the vessel Lilla Jägaren.
Den lilla jägaren.
Yeah, the little hunter.
Ah, nice.
I like it. Yeah, I'm starting to like Lasse, right?
Jag gillar han går ut på gatorna där och säger, ska du med och kapa? Här ute på sjön du kan kapa lite, va? Du vet, staten, de har ju sanktionerat det, du vet. Vi är kapare, vi är inte pirater, vi är kapare.
Exactly, it's a little better. Oh, wait, we're gonna be pirates?
nej, kapare.
det låter bättre.
Du kan lita på mig.
Jag är med.
Du är Lasse Gatan, för fan, du känner mig. Nu kör vi. Så lät de säkert på 1700-talet.
I know, right? Later in the year, he and his brother Kristen, brothers-in-law Anders Thorsen and Olof Knappe, and others from Dunkirk bought the French-built pirate frigate Le Triomphant.
Le Triomphant.
Yes, Le Triomphant. That's one of their boats, too. Then he acquired shares in the vessels... he also acquired shares in the vessels Gothenburg, Le Ravange, and Onsala Galley.
Oj, oj, oj. Mycket franskt, mycket svenskt.
Yeah.
Och lite engelskt. Så är Dunkirk också. Är det...
Yeah, Dunkirk. But that was in France, though.
Ah, okej. Okay. Är Dunkirk... Ja, det är det ju såklart. Vad dum jag är. Det är bara för att... Just det. Mm. De engelsmännen var där i filmen.
But it says they were from Dunkirk.
Ah, okej.
Okay. They helped them by the... yeah. Mm. So that year, he got good results. And he was like, you know what? This is my thing now.
This is my
he's
shit.
Like, I'm Men, all in now.
Så han investerade arvet från pappan till alla de här fartygen.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm.
Yeah. So he's doing his thing.
So
then in 1711, he acquired 5 more ships.
Ah.
And now he's got a fucking fleet.
An armé, för fan.
Yes.
Jesus.
A few days after his wedding in April, Gottenjam went out on a hijacking mission as captain of the Vinthunden.
Vinthunden?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That name is kind of weak, though. You know, he's had some good names, and then you come out with the Vinthunden. It's like,
Å andra sidan, Lilla Jägaren låter ju lite som någon slags så här,
that's a good start,
smeknamn
though.
För din penis. Någonting när du raggar.
Kan du släcka på Lilla Jägaren?
Kanske vi träffar Lilla Jägaren.
Nej, jag vill inte.
Det bestämmer, det är 1700-talet, det bestämmer inte du, det är Lilla Jägaren.
Captaining of the Vinthunden is suspected to be his first time acting as the commander of a hijacking mission.
Ah, vad gjorde han innan? Så att han bara kollade på från...
He kind of like, was like, I mean, it's a whole fleet that he's in control of. So
supervisor.
Like, yeah, he's supervising it all from Gothenburg.
Okay,
So he's like the brains of the operation. Later in 1711, he settled in Gothenburg, where he had bought a house in the fifth root at Lilla Torget, shortly before his wedding. Wish me luck on this one. Tordenskjold, or Vessel, who, as he was called before the nobility in 1715, had in 1711 begun his activities in the war against Sweden.
Vem? En Torgen?
Tordenskjold.
Tordenskjold, okay.
Tordenskjold, maybe that's what it is. Mm. And Vessel is, was his nickname, I guess.
Ja.
Wessel. I don't...
Wessel, aha.
W-E-S-S-E-L.
Oh, okay.
He started having his...
Coolt,
started, yeah. But he started getting involved in... taking on Sweden, and in in April of 1712, he pursued the Vinthunden.
Okay,
all the way to Kungsbackafjorden.
Ah, Kungsbacka. Där har jag varit. Jag har varit där. Men jag gillar inte, men jag har varit där.
Okay.
Jag var där. Jag var med en, jag turnerade med en ungdomsteatergrupp som heter Ung utan pung.
That's better than Vinthunden.
Det är mycket bättre än Vinthunden. Men det är så här, ungdomsteater som åker ut i skolor och föreläser om typ så här, nu kommer du snart in i puberteten, och så är det teater på det liksom. Men det har inget, pung har ingenting med manliga testiklar att göra. Det är ung utan penning pung. Så att, ung utan pengar,
so broke.
Ja.
Broke kids.
Okay. Bra, skulle det ha hetat i USA.
Yeah,
I was with this youth,
in the youth group
theater
called.
For youth and kids called Broke Kids.
Yeah, and we taught other kids about puberty.
Yeah, that's what we did.
That's not creepy at all.
Då åkte vi jätteofta till Kungsbacka av någon anledning.
Okay.
Och vi var här uppe i Stockholm, vi bilade ner vecka efter vecka. Jag var bara med ett halvår, sen orkade jag inte. Men du vet, så jag har sett Kungsbacka. Jag har sett, så jag vet, jag förstår vad man snackar om. Men den här Tordenskjöld, var kom han ifrån? Vem var han? Var han en av...
I thought you might know, man.
Nej.
I don't know, he's just from... I have no idea.
Det var någon jävla douche bara.
Yeah, it's just some douche that's trying to take on Sweden, man.
Okej, ja.
And then he was successful.
Fick han Vinthunden?
Vinthunden was taken by the Norwegians. Killing both the master, I guess he's from Norway.
Yeah.
Killing both the master and a large part of the crew. And in order to man his hijackers, Gottenjam was like, all right, I need to recruit more people. But there was an enrollment ban.
Va? Aha, vad dåligt. Dålig timing.
An enrollment ban for, because you're no longer like a pirate. You're a kapare.
Yeah.
So I guess you got rules, government rules. So there was a ban on... recruiting, and he got fined for having recruited 4 boatmen from Onsala.
Varför var det om men kolla, det är så typiskt svenska staten.
I was gonna say.
Så jävla typiskt. Ni kan jobba som kapare om ni vill. Okej, får jag anställa folk? Nej.
What?
Nej, vadå? Vad ska du anställa?
Ja, men jag har ju... they died.
Ja, men fan. Jag har ju Lilla Jägaren här och Vinthunden och massa andra skepp.
We don't want to talk about your dick right now.
Men kan vi inte göra det? När jag blir upprörd så vill jag prata
om Lilla Jägaren.
Min penis, fan.
Okej, han fick
böter alltså. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, fine. And that's another so Swedish state.
Böter.
Yeah, give you some, we'll charge you.
Here you go.
Yeah, here, pay this. And he probably wasn't worried about a fine because he came for money. He's already invested. He's getting money from all of them.
Han är som Jan Guillou. You know the Swedish writer.
No.
Jan Guillou, han brukar dubbelparkera. Man ska in på typ, köpa vin på Systembolaget. Har jag hört. Allegedly.
Okay.
Han parkerar bara mitt i gatan. Och bara går ut. Så får han en böter. Han bara, ja, okej. Han har så mycket pengar.
Wow. What a dick. And a hero somehow.
Yes.
Of course, Lasse Gotham wasn't a stickler for the rules. In early 1713, he tried to transport some undeclared cargo with the hijacker La Revanche.
Oh, France. Mm.
However, he got caught by customs authorities outside Nya Älvsborg and was banned from sailing.
Nej, vad dåligt. Det är jättesvårt att vara kapare då.
Yeah. So he continued sailing.
Okay.
And then they caught him. Mm. He was like, I'm going to sail. It's a boat. It's not like a... I don't think it's that hard. I mean, it's not that easy to get away.
Nej.
They caught him. Huh. Then they strangled him.
Nej.
And took him prisoner. So I guess they grabbed him by the throat, you know.
Oh, okay, they didn't hang him. Okay.
And then they took him prisoner ashore. An hour later, he managed to escape and ran out to sea.
Wow.
Then he stayed away from Gothenburg for several months.
Now he's a pirate.
Yes. And now he changed his name to Lasse I Garten. Gartenhjelm. All of a sudden he started talking in a different way.
Some is a Batman skurk. Some is like, who is Cobblepot?
They strangled me and took me. They strangled me and took me ashore.
Look what they did to me vocal cords.
My eye. Why are you doing that with your eye? It's gone now. Give me me eye patch. So he hid out for a while, got away from Gothenburg for several months, it says. And it's presumed that he occasionally stayed in northern France, French ports.
Okay, han hade ju kompisar där, så det verkar rimligt.
Yeah, I'm thinking we're still in, some of this, the timeline stuff is weird, but I think we're still around 1713-ish.
Okay.
On April 30th, a Libyan galleot, which is a small, speedy sailboat normally used in the Mediterranean, was captured off Onsala by a hijacker flying a French flag. Several circumstances indicated that it was La Revanche, but Gotham wasn't seen on board.
Okay.
When he returned to Gothenburg in November, he was accused of piracy.
Mm-hmm.
But...
Men det fanns inga bevis för att han...
Right. Because they didn't see him on board, but... And the French flag, they're like, what? But they think he was hiding out in France, so this could have been him.
Okay.
And he got acquitted. It's almost like he had a relationship with the government.
Nej.
He was acquitted. So throughout a typical hijacking at the time, the enemy suffered considerable damage, and at the same time, many valuable goods were supplied to the country, back to Sweden, which were usually sold at auction.
Mm-hmm.
And there was also a minute trade to a large extent.
Mm-hmm.
For the hijackers, of which Gotham was the foremost, the hijacking was very profitable, even though the risk and efforts were significant.
Mm-hmm.
On February 8th, 1715, a regulation was issued regarding the caper, which gave its practitioners greater freedom than ever before. There were 25 pirate ships in operation in 1715. Guess how many Gotham owned?
Alla.
No, okay. Not so much. There's 25 all over the country.
He owned 18.
No, he wasn't there yet. He had 8.
So ja, he had
a third of all of them in the country.
Det är bra.
In the autumn, in that fall, he sent a galleot loaded with rye and herring worth 7,000 to 8,000. And there's this currency at the time was called dollar.
Dollar.
Dollar silverment was what it was called. 7,000 to 8,000 of them. I looked up. I tried to find what that is.
Okay.
But apparently it's a lot of money, but I don't know exactly what it is.
Okay. Today.
I tried to find out what, like, 100,000 silver, I don't know.
Yeah.
But I couldn't find it anywhere, man. I just know that it is the currency that was used in the 1700s in Sweden.
Maybe we say a ridiculous amount of money.
Yeah. So he had herring and rye worth a ridiculous amount of money.
Ja, jag visste inte att det kunde vara värt löjligt mycket. Men tydligen, sill och råg, alltså.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And and he was trying to help out the cities of Stralsund and Wismar, which are German cities.
Okay.
I looked it up that those are German cities, and I'm guessing that he's got his hands all over Europe.
Säkert,
obviously.
Säkert.
This guy's all over.
Han är en riktig kaparmagnat. Va, hur skulle han hjälpa Tyskland? På vilket sätt? Alltså ge dem sill och råg. Okej.
And the cargo never arrived.
Uh-oh.
As the ship was ignited by the skipper, like blown up,
oy,
in order to avoid being picked up by Danish hijackers. So they were like, fuck that, nobody gets it. Boom, blew that shit up.
Hårda bud alltså.
But the expedition was considered so meritorious that it was mentioned in Gottenham's noble letter.
Okay.
The fact that he was even trying to do it.
Okay,
The proposal for him and his brother Christian's nobility originated from Governor General C.G. Mörner, in Gothenburg, who could closely assess the value of their brother's efforts for the benefit of Sweden.
Okay,
So now they're like gonna basically knight this dude.
Oh shit, för Sweden. Att vara en laglig pirat.
Yeah.
Ja, herregud.
In 1716, Gottenham had to make 8 ships available for the trend. Like, they're like coming to him now, hey man,
yeah,
we need, listen, it's the king. I need 8 ships to be available for transports needed for that year's campaign against Norway. So now they want him not to just be a pirate, a corporate.
Nej.
They want him to be like a war, like a naval captain type of thing. Of these, most were lost at Dinakilen without any compensation appearing to have been provided. So he basically donated, like... he later had to borrow the frigate Elfsborg for a guarantee of 20,000 of that cash, whatever it's called, dollar to silverment.
Just that.
And a frigate is a warship. So yeah, I wrote, this dude had a fucking warship. However, it ran aground in the autumn. Like the Vasa.
Såklart, det är ett svenskt skepp. Vad fan tror du skulle hända? Förr eller senare.
At Strömstad and was burned by the crew. That's what they do, man. They burn.
De älskar att elda upp det.
They don't want anybody to get shit once it's gone. It's,
men,
makes kind of, you know, it kind of makes sense.
I guess, men är de kvar på skeppet då, eller?
They probably have another ship with them that they go to and then they burn it as they escape.
Ja, det är rimligt. Just det, de är inte själva. Utan
or maybe it's too, I mean, in my head I see, in the movie version of this, I see them taking a fire arrow and burn the ship like that.
Ja, det är det de ska göra. I förra skeppet, när danskarna kommer, dun, 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 så har de satt upp så här dockor på sig själva som de har fått att röra sig lite. De kan dra i så här snören så att det ser ut som att det är folk på skeppet. Och danskarna är så här, dun, 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 dun. Och sen när de hoppar upp, då står alla, riktigt så här Braveheart-taktik, du vet.
Yes.
Så står alla en bit bort och bara...
Get the best shooter.
Yeah, fump! Och sen bara, kaboom!
The
bra
best shooter
film,
is Kalle.
Varför har inte... Varför har inte svensk filmindustri någonsin en budget som man kan göra Lasse i gatan? Skitbra film ju.
A pirate story? Like a government sanctioned pirate story.
Jävla SF.
Or not even a movie, like a series.
Eller hur? Varför inte? För att det finns inga pengar. Oh.
Usch. Right. There's more to the story.
Okay, sure.
Nu kommer jag bara sitta och vara arg över att, att det inte finns någon film. Okay.
On January 15, 1717, Gottingham had to borrow the frigates Halmstad and Fredrik. They just lost all of their creativity now.
Ja,
they just, they're just naming ships.
Du får heta ett namn, du får heta en stad. Inga mer med lilla jägaren och skiten.
And he borrowed them for a guarantee of 25k of the dollar silver mint.
Just det.
Each. They each for each one. So
for
50,
each one.
50,000, yeah.
Wow.
They came during Tordenkjöld's attack on Gothenburg.
Mm-hmm.
The Norwegian dude.
Yeah.
On May 3rd, so as to actively contribute to the city's defense. So they came in just in time to defend against Norway.
Vad Nordenskjöld ville verkligen expandera? Är det, kan han kanske vara kung eller någonting?
Maybe I should have looked who that person was.
Skitsamma. Men han var i alla fall jävligt intresserad av Göteborg.
Yeah.
Göteborg var väl en viktig...
Coming in the west coast and it's all of the port.
Jätteviktigt, precis. Jätteviktig hamn, såklart. Mm.
On the same day as the loan of the frigates was granted, because of course he's backed by the government, Gottingham was given a power of attorney as commander, as well as command of all the pirates, all of the government sanctioned pirates. So he's the head, we call it HNIC, the head N-word in charge. At that time, he was with the king of Lund. He was with the king in Lund. This dude's just chilling with the king. Like, hey, man. Yeah, man. Thanks for that. Thanks for hooking that up, man. I'm going to charge all these motherfuckers. So what we going to do, man? We're going to hit the strip club later. Coon. Holla at your boy. Holla at your boy, Larson.
Larson.
I forgot his
name. Lars.
Do you want some milk in your coffee?
Lars in garden.
Later that year, Gamla Varvet in Gothenburg was leased to him as an investigation port for his hijacking.
Han kunde inte läsa eller skriva, det är helt vansinne det här.
I forgot about that part. I'm sure he's reading by now.
Han
the person knew him when he was young. So they probably were like...
Kanske, men du vet, adelsmän, de är ju bara...
Där borta! Hallå! Nej! Två skepp!
You gotta do that with the pirate accent. With the pirate.
Okej.
Arg!
Lasse, du är ingen bra pirat.
Ja! Arg!
So he now stood at the height of his path.
Mm-hmm.
There were 18 pirate ships now that belong. That were in the brigade total.
Okay,
he owned 12.
Oh, nu börjar liksom något.
Yeah, now he's that's 2/3.
Jesus.
And this is 1717 now.
In
March, the Göta River froze,
mm-hmm.
and the hijackers couldn't go to sea. So Jotunheim sawed a gutter in the ice and sailed himself and took 8 prizes from a surprised Danish convoy.
Oh.
That shit. This is in the fucking movie.
Ah, det är ju helt klart. Och det är någon, du vet, som är på, som står där vid, liksom vid stranden och bara, men vi kan inte, du ser väl att det är is. Säg inte till mig vad jag kan och inte kan göra. Nu sågar vi upp den här skiten. Och bara typ så här manstimmar. Och någon som bara faller genom isen. Hjälp! Så bara, fortsätt såga! Och så här, ut där och så kommer danskarna och bara, jag är så himmelsk skull. Nej, du kan åka här, det är frid och fröjd. Och så kommer de typ så här, haha, arg! Åh, fan, vilken bra film alltså. Gud, vilken bra film.
I'm there, man.
Oh, shit, vad bra.
And I immediately thought of the movie Frozen. I don't know if you've seen it.
Ja, just det. Ja,
but
ja,
it begins with
the cut knife. Ja, just det. Ja,
ja,
ja, ja, ja, visst. För fan. Helt klart.
On April 4th, Mörner. I don't even know who that is.
Ja, men det var han, CJ Mörner. Han hade det var någon tidigare kille.
He wrote to the king, Gottingham rules like a Turk.
Okay, racist.
You gotta have a racist element.
Ja, verkligen.
All his ships are in the lake. The day before, 2 bar frigates had arrived with 7 prizes. That year, Gotenjum hijacked between 30 and 40 ships.
Shit.
Including a Caribbean sailor with goods for a total of $700,000 silver mint.
Men då kanske det inte var särskilt rasistiskt. Han kanske bara säger så, alltså han regerar som en turk.
Yeah.
Alltså,
yeah.
That shit. Boom, liksom.
Yeah, so maybe, yeah. Maybe it's a compliment.
Ja, förmodligen.
I took it as they were saying he's great.
Ah, okej. Okay. Ja, okay, ja. Det är för att det har fått så negativ klang i daglig folkmun, så kan man inte säga.
Yeah, but he was ruling like a Turk.
Ah, shit. Ah, ja. Fan, nice.
Upon the sale of this, Gotenjum accepted payment in coins and banknotes, which was counted as his earnings.
Okay.
Several of his pirate brigades operated off... frigates operated off the French and Dutch coast in 1717 and captured several ships. Apparently, he hijacked Captain John Norcross, who through his ruthless tactics discredited the Gotenjums. Took, for example, in March 1717, the mail boat from Holland to England. We'll just take it back to Gothenburg. Just took the mail. Yeah. Many of his hijackers were purchased abroad. And by hijackers, I mean the ships. Part of his fleet was purchased abroad in Holland and France. And from there, he fetched numerous supplies from the ship's equipment. In connection with such deals, one should see the attempt to smuggle copper plates for which he was accused in the beginning of 1718.
Wow.
Copper plates. He had a permit to export 2,500 plates to Holland, but loaded another 5,000, like... He's not for the rules.
Nej. Men det har ju fastställts. Det är så här rika människor. De tror att de äger världen.
Exactly.
Jan Guillou, jag säger
And
det.
You can't really tell him he don't own the world because...
Han gör ju det.
He's sanctioned. He's got ties in Germany and France and Holland. And
eller hur?
Sweden and Norway. I don't know about in Norway, but he's beating up Norway.
Han har respekt i Norge om någonting.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So... And John Norcross, that sounds like some American shit. He's got Caribbean ships that he's hijacked.
Vad heter han? North Cross?
Norcross.
Norcross. Uh-huh.
Oh, maybe not. Maybe
nej, jag vet.
I don't know. Norcross. I just saw the John, J-O-H-N.
Ja, just det. Ja.
So he got discovered trying to smuggle these extra 5,000 copper plates. The process lasted until June 1718 when it was ordered by the king at the caper, which is the public work, not to take any offense. Where the person concerned by this process would long be worried and bothered. So the king is basically saying, the king is basically like, let it be. He stole all of this shit, but we don't need to interrupt what he's doing.
Yeah.
the king looked at the main thing, namely the efficient operation of the caper.
Ja, men vad trodde de?
Yeah, they're like, okay, of course he stole something. He's a goddamn pirate. Yeah, so the king is like, come on, man.
Kungen låtsas vara chockad. Åh, nej!
Våra Gotenjum?
Åh, nej, inte vår Gotenjum. Nej. Alltså, jag är chockad. Jättechockad är jag.
So let's not look anymore.
Sen, ja.
Hey, I'll meet him. I'm gonna see him in Loon. We gotta have lunch.
Jag tar upp det med honom. Sluta med det där.
As early as the beginning of 1718, Gotenjum was in full operation, but his health was affected by tuberculosis.
Mm-hmm. Oj, nej. Det var inte bra på den tiden.
Nope. Because in April, he died from tuberculosis at the age... 28 and a half years old.
What the fuck? What? Oh, shit.
He didn't make it to 29, bro.
Wow. Hade han dött ett och ett halvt år tidigare hade han varit så Kurt Cobain gammal.
Yeah.
Han hade varit den första liksom. Han hade startat Club 27
Club
i så
27,
fall.
Yeah.
Men shit, 28. Herregud. Allt det där på fan... Det här är bara deprimerande. Jag fyllde 40 nyss.
Yeah, and I will next year.
Och jag har inte kapat en enda båt.
You gotta get started, bro.
Jag har ägt karaoken på Viking Line då och då, men jag har inte kapat någon båt. Fan vad deppigt, 28.
Ägt karaoke på Viking Line. What he accomplished during his short life is listed in a memorial by his widow, Ingela Gottenham. During the war years, he had bought and equipped 37 frigates and cruisers equipped for defense, 28 of which were damaged or ruined by the enemy. He had further captured some 80 ships and ships besides the enemy ships he burned in the lake, chased ashore, and ruined. The ships seized had partly been sold, partly used for transport in the service of basically royalty and the kingdom. Although they had mostly been lost, burned, or removed by the enemy, large costs had also been incurred on the equipment of the crown frigates. It sounds like she's asking for money. When I read it, this is her memorial thing. Yes, my husband, he bought all of these ships. He was out here doing stuff for the government. I need some cash. We got kids. That's what it sounds like. What the hell? She's begging in his memorial thing? They are ruthless.
Jag kommer verkligen sakna Lars och alla pengar som kungen fortfarande är skyldig av vår familj. Han var en fin man, lika fin som alla silverpengar som fortfarande är på okänd ort faktiskt. Vi begraver honom som vi begraver utsikterna att jag ska få pengarna som den svenska staten
är skyldig. Another notable fact, I wanted to say this today, another notable fact to consider is that in the last years of his life, he was severely disabled.
Oh, på vilket sätt? Inget öga, stämbanden. Det visste vi redan.
He had a peg leg.
Nej!
No, I'll just play.
Okay. Det hade varit så bra. Han verkligen vill vara pirat.
He was severely disabled and had to use a crutch.
Ja, okej, men det är också piratigt ju.
Yeah, exactly. His left leg was shorter and...
Jesus.
I'm sorry, I shouldn't let him laugh. His left leg was shorter and considerably weaker developed than his right leg. And the knee joint showed.
What?
I guess it was like, you know how you got a little meat around your knee? The joint showed?
Feet.
Maybe he didn't have a kneecap. I don't know.
So pirate.
Yes. What else are you gonna do if you look like that?
What are you gonna do? Varför gör de det i varje Pirates of the Caribbean?
I've never seen them.
Har du inte? Det är som en trope hela vägen igenom, typ från film 1, då är det typ så här: look at my ship, what are you gonna do? Och publiken är så här, ha! Och så sex filmer senare typ så här, are you looking at? Man bara, men fan, ge dig nu. Jävla Jeffrey Rush, go fuck yourself. Nej, skojar bara.
All right. As the examination of his remains in 1956 showed changes. Okay. So the knee joint was showing because of the tuberculosis.
Okay.
And they examined his remains in 1956. They were really interested. Is this 200 and some years later?
Men man visste väl inte ens att man kunde undersöka folk. Alltså,
that's kind of gross.
1956.
His wife needed cash.
His great granddaughter.
His great granddaughter was like, well, my great great granddaddy.
Vi är fortfarande pengar som inte riktigt har kommit.
Exactly. Gottenhjelm and his wife are buried in white marble coffins in a burial chancel in Onsala.
När dog hon då? Dog hon strax efter eller?
I don't see when she died.
Okay.
Sorry.
Island.
She doesn't matter.
Women. This is a man's story.
Yeah, she just tried to scam the government that he did so many great things for.
I filmen som görs så kommer hon ändå bara stå i någon farstu i någon hall.
När kommer du tillbaka? Tyst, säger jag. Arg!
Klunk, klunk, klunk.
Yes, they should definitely make a movie.
Vad fan, filmen borde komma nu alltså.
According to legend, these coffins must have been left in exchange for a pair of similar ones intended for the Danish royal couple. Which Gottenhjelm would have taken on board a hijacking of a Danish frigate.
Tror att han visste att han höll på att dö och bara jag ska dö i kaparstil. Jag ska begravas i
like a king.
Stulna jävla.
Yeah. But in reality the coffins were imported from Holland in August and September 1718 paid for by Ingela.
Okay.
As can be seen from their accounts.
Not in my movie.
Then it's like he's in the coffins stolen. That he stole. No. Yeah, that'd be great. He's been the subject of literary treatment by M.G. Leonhold, Oxenstierna,
In också en stjärna. Ja.
Också en stjärna, okej, okay, sorry. In his famous book, Konungens kapare.
Mm.
So people could look that up. And in the novel, Lasse I gatan, of course.
Mm.
So that's the story of Lars Gatenhielm, a short-lived but historical figure in Swedish history.
Underbart. Fan vad bra. Nu har jag lärt mig. Jag har lärt mig mycket.
Lasse I gatan. I'm sorry for the historians out there that if I messed anything up. I'm sorry, I had to translate all of this stuff.
Oh, men det gjorde vi it. Säkert. Men om du lyssnar för accurate history,
this the wrong
då är det fel.
This is two comedians talking about Swedish history. What did you expect? What are you gonna do about it?
What are you gonna do, matey?
Oh, man. Well, that was fun. Lasse I gatan. Thanks for checking out this episode of Teach Me Sweden. It's been Jonathan Rollins.
Och Erik Broström.
And we'll catch you next time. Peace.
Hey.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.